Audio Research Fuzz Lab for the first major pedal undertaking I've ever taken. Fuzz Lab's got about five different circuits in it right now. What I'm using is the Fuzz Face part of the circuit, which is a pretty much direct up clone of the original Dallas Arbiter Fuzz Face from the 60s. Got both sides of the transistor drivetrain running on germanium AC-127s. I've also got the boost engaged, which gives you a little more sound, and the bass cut off. So let's turn the bass cut off and the boost off to get a more traditional sound. Try a hybrid of the two different transistor types. I'll do silicon on one side and germanium on the other side. Let's do silicon on both sides. You hear that fizzy noise? That's because they're not biased correctly. So when you have a circuit that switches between two transistor types, you have to be able to adjust the bias. I've got a knob on the front for adjusting the bias, so I'll duck down and monkey around with that for a minute. Germanium mode with both transistors. What I'm going to do is I'm going to use the voltage sag circuit to take it down to about 5 or 6 volts. Starts to get a little bit farty because neither of the transistors are getting their full voltage. Sounds interesting. Messing with the combination of both the voltage sag and the bias for the transistors, you can get it just in the sweet spot. This sounds really good when you crank it through a tube amp, which I won't do because I don't have the level set on my $99 recording software. Another thing that I built into the Fuzz Lab was the concept of a boost pedal. I wanted to be able to boost the different sections of the fuzz circuits and see how they sounded. So the first one is a clone of the Dallas Rangemaster treble boost, which I'll bring in now. It really brings the treble up a bit, and it also has a boost switch on it. So now, not only are we boosting the treble, we're giving a little bit of drive and grit. So the boost circuit is actually the build-your-own clone tri-boost. So that's the Rangemaster mode. Let's switch to a clean boost. This is just pretty much a clean 20 decibel up or down boost signal. And see how that drives the fuzz face. Now see the Rangemaster in the fuzz face. Thank you. part of the circuit is a clone of the Tonebender Mark III, which essentially was a straight-up clone of the Fuzz Face, but it added a drive transistor. I'd love to play that for you, but I've farkled up the circuit somehow. And it sounds like crap, so you have to wait later for that. But fear not, the best part is coming now. Essentially, the last stage in the Fuzz Lab is a clone of the Big Muff Pi. Got a couple mods on there. One allows me to drop out the resistor that sets the bias for the final drive stage and the final transistor. If I drop that out, I can switch into asymmetrical clipping. I've also got the world-famous Beavis 9-voltage sag drop on that also. So let's go ahead and bring in just the standard Big Muff Pi. Tons of big woolly, fuzzy, furry, staying on tab. Circuit And it's the Green Ringer circuit, based on Dan Armstrong's original Green Ringer. And essentially, it's typically classified as an octave up effect, but what it does is it adds beautiful harmonics to any pedal. And that's why the Fuzz Lab sounds so good, I think. Learn more about the Fuzz Lab at www.beavisaudio.com.